Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to.
Just woman, say what kind of woman are you gonna be? Say, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. You must love them, tell them your love. Are you having a great time? Do you want more? Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ida!
Relationship. Marry me as I seek the Lord. Oh, oh. You. James. So glad you could make it here tonight for this meeting. But can you excuse for 1 second? 'Cause I just need to do something before I talk to you. I know it sounds kind of funny because of the way we've been. But I want to pray first. Let us pray. Or, you know what? Let me pray. Oh God, help me, please help me. I want to serve you, I really do. I want to follow you. Please help me. Please give me the Holy Spirit. I know that only you can make me strong. Today I have to do what is right. Because I don't want to fall into this mess again. The hour has come and the seed must fall into the ground and die. I know you have made me strong enough to do this. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. I really need to set things right. I'm here to speak the word. It's time for me to
Thank you. I love it.
going through. I think I'm falling in love with this guy. He says I wanna love you. Whoa-oh. Every day and every night we'll sleep together.
Is this love? He promised. Thank you. Soul is a soul that is precious.
Christian family, brothers and sisters, thank God for the church.
Many of you are enjoying the presence of the Lord. How many of you love Ida's music? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for my favorite part of the service, the entrance of the word, bringing light. We are about to receive light. If you're excited, make your loudest noise as we welcome Bishop Daggett Mills.
Hallelujah. How many are blessed already? Wow, what a blessing. Today I'm not really preaching because the preaching has been done in the music. Your oh is not loud enough. I showed you how to do it this morning. I said, today I'm not preaching. I'm just sharing something small. So please sit down. Right. I'm giving you two or three, just one or two points. The wisdom of soul winning. Number one, he that wins souls is wise, has great wisdom. Amen. Proverbs 11 verse 30, he that winneth souls is wise. Wow. So, a man of wisdom is a soul winner. He's a very wise guy. So those of you who admire people who make quotations from Attila the Hun, quotations from Alexander the Great, quotations from Things Fall Apart, Shakespeare, that is not wisdom. Wisdom is soul winning. So when you see a soul winner, say, ah, this is a very wise man, a man of great wisdom. All right, so next Sunday, when you are all bringing one soul to church, it shows that your intelligence, you've moved from third class lower, to first class. Receive it. Then, number two, the wise shall inherit glory. Proverbs 3:35. So when you are a soul winner, you become wise. Now, the wise shall inherit glory. So that means the soul winner shall inherit glory. So when you become a soul winner, a winner of souls, you are going to inherit glory in your life, beauty. You are going to shine. When you go to work, you'll be glorious. You'll be promoted for no good reason apart from that. You are just glorious. When the person sees you, say, I just like this person. Receive supernatural glory in your life. Why not? The wise shall inherit what? Glory. And who is a wise person? A soul winner. So, as we go out of here, we are going as wise soul winners. When you see somebody going to win souls, you are wiser than an astronomer, a rocket scientist, a medical doctor. You are very, very clever, very intelligent. Number three, soul winning is going to make you shine like one of the stars. Wow. Now, Daniel 12:3. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So, both parts of this verse are in your favor. It says, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. So, like the stars and the planets. So, you better find out about the planets and the stars because you are going to be just like them. And they that turn many to righteousness are going to shine as the stars forever. Beautiful. So, how many are going to be a big star? Big stars. And I tell you, big stars are amazing things. The biggest stars, Betelgeuse, Aldebaran, and you. Are you hearing what I said? The biggest stars are Betelgeuse, Peter Bright. Huh? I didn't hear your name. You're not shouting your name, man. These are the biggest stars. And it includes you. You are joining the list of big stars. Hey. You are going to shine like the firmament. Amazing. Beautiful. And these big stars are going to have you as one of them. It's amazing. Yeah. You are joining an amazing list. So when you see the stars up there, tell them, hey, I'm coming to get you. Amen. Amazing. I like the way you are going to be listed among the stars. Amen. I'm prophesying about your future. I'm prophesying about your future. Everybody here must learn how to find Orion in the sky. Orion. If you can't find anything, you must find Orion. All right? And next to Orion is the Pleiades. Okay? So, in Orion, you have the big, some of the biggest stars that we know about. And stars like Rigel. Rigel is a white one, very shiny. And Betelgeuse is the yellow one. It's a yellow supergiant star. So you point to the star and say, you remember Rambo? What Rambo told the guy? He said, I'm coming to get you. That's what I want you to tell Orion. So after church tonight, we go out and see if the sky is clear. Orion is on the left here. Yeah. You are joining them. Aldebaran, Betelgeuse, Canis Major is one of the big ones. Beautiful. You are joining them. Do you know that some of the angels are actually stars? Some of the stars are angels. Remember when the Bible says a third of the stars were taken down? Yeah. And then also the angel, if you remember, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that, and I saw an angel standing in the sun. Yeah. The sun is nuclear, super nuclear power. So hot. Yes. It's the third part of the stars of heaven. They are way beyond the reach of human beings. Yeah. The nearest star is Proxima Centauri. And it will take you about 80,000 years flying at top speed, 55,000 miles per hour, faster than a plane. Take about 80,000 years to get there. So it's so far. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. Yeah. So you are going to be shining like these stars very soon. Forever and ever. Yeah. Human beings are trying to find out what stars are, but they just can't understand what a star is. It's too far. If you had to cross the surface of a star with a British Airways or KLM plane, it would take you 1,200 years to cross the surface of the star, not to get to the star. But when you get to the star, and then you are crossing it, to take you 1,200. So that means you give birth to your children, your children's children, children's children, children's children, children's children, children's children, in the plane and you'll be dropping off the bones to cross the star. That's how big a star is. And that's how far it is. So people can't understand. So when the Bible is prophesying, telling you, you are going to shine like the stars, receive that prophecy and start winning souls. Number four, soul winning is going to give you stable wages, no matter the economy. It's the main, it's the only job in the Bible which promises wages. Say not ye, there are 4 months, then cometh the harvest. But I say to you, lift up your eyes, look unto the fields, they are white. He that reapeth, receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. So this job, soul winning, is the job which has benefits on earth. You reap, he that reapeth, receives wages. It's the only salary promised from heaven. Heavenly salary. Yeah. So just join the soul winning team and start to collect an extra salary. Tell somebody, aren't you interested in an extra salary? Extra salary. You get wages. Beautiful. Tell somebody, I'm earning twice as much now. Wow. So don't be surprised and don't be worried if soul winners are rich. Okay? The next one, number five. Soul winning will make you sow a seed of joy in heaven and therefore reap joy on earth. Yes. Luke 15:7. There shall be joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 90. So every time you win souls, you cause joy to go in heaven. It's a seed you are sowing. And heaven looks at one person who is bringing so much joy. And heaven then decides, whatsoever a man sows, he should reap it. So you start to reap joy in your life. Happiness. Sadness goes away from all, even those of you who are genetically sad. Your family is a sad family. You're always unhappy when there's supposed to be happiness. Have you seen those people who sit quietly at a table when there's a party? You have to go to them and ask if they're okay. You always need a personal question. Is everything okay? Are you all right? Is the food okay? Just checking on you. Because you look sad. Yes. Is everything okay? Hey. So, brothers and sisters, when you win a soul, it's like you are the main cause of happiness in heaven. Think about it. You are on earth, in Osu Dansoman, I don't know where you stay, and you are making heaven so happy every day. So heaven starts to notice, the angels will be saying, but Charlie, is there no parcel for this guy? Receive your parcels. Beautiful. Now, worship doesn't have that effect. Yes. Playing instruments doesn't have that effect. That causes joy in heaven. Even ordinary preaching doesn't have that effect. Teaching doesn't have that effect. Yes. Even building a church doesn't have that effect. Winning a soul has some party starting effect in heaven, which is unbelievable. Now, if you are able to start parties in heaven remotely, what do you think? God is sending a lot of celebrations in your direction. Receive the parties. Fantastic. From today, you are the champion soul winner of the church. Amazing. How many points do you have? 6. Soul winning is never in vain. That's number 6. First Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor in the bank is not in vain. Your labor in the labor ward. Your labor in the hospital. Your labor in the Lord. So your soul winning efforts, I tell you, there's not even one day where you ever go out winning souls and it's in vain. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. Bible says if you give a glass of water, and you ask yourself, when you give a glass of water, what does it do? What does it do? But that glass of water will not go unrecorded. It's always recorded. That's why soul winning is so profitable. It's more profitable than going to work, win souls. Yes. This is wisdom. And the last point. Yeah. There must be demonstrations when the word of God is, and there must be a demonstration. Okay, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down. Yes. That's what we learned this morning. Eagerness of mind. And then, finally, soul winning is profitable. Shh, don't miss the point, oh. Soul winning is a very hopeful endeavor. It's a hopeful endeavor. There's a lot of promise in it. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Saith he it altogether for our sakes. For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope. And he that thresheth in hope, and should be a partaker of his hope. So you have great hopes of great blessings. And that is why Adoniram Judson, when he was about to get on the ship on which he died at the age of about 63, I think he was. He married, I think it was about the age of 58, and died, I mean, his third marriage. He has buried two wives already, two good wives. He's called three times lucky because he had three good wives. Yes. William Carey was not so lucky. So when William Carey was dying, he asked that he should be buried by his second wife, not his first wife. He said, no, I don't want to continue the death in the grave. I don't want to continue the beast that we had in the grave. Life has been enough. I don't want to continue in the grave. Yes. But Adoniram Judson had three good wives. Yes. The last one, she was about 27 years old. She really made him happy. Yeah. She really made him happy. She really made him happy. And she was pregnant. She died just like 2 years after he died. A young lady, a few years after she died, he died. And but when he was going on the ship, he told her, listen, he made a point. I want you to know that I'm not tired. of my life. Somebody who has suffered, been to prison, hanged upside down. For years he was in prison in Burma. His wife was going around campaigning, seeing the prime minister, president, president's wife for a long time, trying to get him to come out. His dear wife, his second wife, I think, or his first wife. His first wife. Yeah. And when he finally came out of the prison, very lean, you know, and he was so happy to come home to his wife, then just after he came, she got sick and then started to go down, and she died a few months after. And, he was broken. Sometimes he'd go and walk in the forest all alone, just praying, you know. But he married again, and then that one too also died, and then he was now going to die. But in those days, the way they treat sickness was that you go onto the sea for fresh air. You go on a ship for fresh air. So one of his wives, actually, that's how she died. She died when they got to Mauritius, and she was buried there. But this one, he was boarding the ship from Burma. And he told his wife, listen, I'm not tired of this life. And then number two, I'm not tired of my work, the work I'm doing. You see, there's hope. When you are... Look at this. When you have sown seeds, you have great hope for eternity. That's why you speak like that. When you are facing death, you are very hopeful. You plow in hope. You have great hopes for eternity. And then he told her, but listen, if God calls me, when I get on this ship, if God calls me, I want you to know that I will go like a schoolboy who is bounding home. You know, bounding, like he's not just walking over, he's skipping and jumping. So the word he used was bounding home from school. Yes. Full of joy to see my Savior. So his wife didn't go with him on the ship because she was heavily pregnant. So an assistant, somebody else, went with him. When they got out into the Bay of Bengal, and he was with the assistant, and he died. And he told him, I'm so happy that you are here. You are with me as I'm dying. He said, I'm so happy you are here with me. Yeah. Like the song Ida was singing, a faithful friend, being with me in my troubles. And he died with the young man with him there. But he died in hope. And his body was thrown into the water, was eaten by the fishes. Yes. But it was done in hope. And we'll see him in heaven. You watch and see. Yes. Glorious. I mean, glory. He'll be like one of the stars. And some of us who didn't win souls will be so sad. We'll say, Amikra, what was I thinking about when God gave me a chance to be a soul winner? So today marks the beginning of soul winning revival in your life. I've given you 7 points. A good message has either 3 or 7 points. So what is point number one? He that winneth souls is wise. Number two, the wise will inherit glory. Beautiful. Number three, soul winning will make you shine like the stars and also like the firmament, which includes the planets. And the brightest thing in the sky is Venus, which is the sister planet to Earth. Did you know Venus was our sister planet? Yeah, it's our sister planet. It's similar to us. And it is sort of near enough for there to have been hope that there would be some life there. But unfortunately, when they got there, you know, they found thick clouds around it. And when they sent a probe in, the temperature was about 470 degrees Celsius. 500 heat. Yes. But Mercury which is the one near the sun, was just a rock without clouds. It's just, you just see black rock, and it's going around the sun. But Venus is surrounded by clouds, and it's the brightest thing you can ever see in the sky. Yeah. And Sirius is one of the stars, is the brightest star you see, Sirius. All right? But you have to know, because you are going to be like the firmament. These are the... And when you go out and you see Orion, what are you going to tell? What are you going to tell? Coming to get you. I'm coming to join you. Yeah. Beautiful. Point number four. Wages. So how many want an extra salary apart from whatever you are getting now? Extra pocket money. Huh? No matter the economy, you get an extra income. This is the one with wages. Soul winning with wages. Number five. You are sowing seed of joy in heaven. You are causing endless parties in heaven. Like one person in Ghana, you are causing parties, celebrations, angels are, God is sitting on his throne. You see, some of his angels have started rejoicing there. He sees another group have started a party here. Another group have started a party. There's a party. What is the cause of all this? Who is causing all this? Then they start to mention your name. Hey! And you are all from First Love. Then attention comes on the First Love church group. Fantastic. Number six. Soul winning is never. Do you know any job which is in vain? Huh? Yes. You know, one day a rich man was selling something to us, and then he started to lament. He said, I've built this in Cape Coast, but my children are in America. They don't like it. I've built this one here. They are not interested. I've built this here. They are not, I don't know what. All these things they are all useless. Many things are in vain. Yes. One day, a man who had three children, he was dying at 37. And he called his son. Well, his son was a pastor. The other children, one was a lawyer, one was a doctor. So he called his son and he told his son before he died, he said, you have chosen the right job. As he was seeing the gates of eternity, yes, he said, you have chosen the right job. And then he died. It's not in vain. Even people on earth can see that this is the real work, the one that is not in vain. Beautiful. I'm sure President Rawlings can see his revolution that came to whip people who were corrupt. You wonder what it has achieved. Yes. Huh? I think if they ever stole one city in those days, I don't know how much has been stolen now. Yeah, we don't have any idea. So a lot of politicians are broken hearted. By the time they are dying, they wonder what they fought for. Was it worth it? They didn't achieve much. Yeah. But soul winning will never be in vain. What is the last point? Seven. It's a hopeful endeavor. You die in hope. One day you'll be an old man. You'll be going out of this world. There'll be a young man by you. And you'll be advising. And you'll be saying, you know, soul winning is the most hopeful endeavor you can ever be involved with. And you tell him that, you know, I gave myself to soul winning from beginning to end. May your life be crowned a wise life, a better life, and a good life. In Jesus' name, stand to your feet. Father, thanks for the wisdom you've given us tonight. What a blessing. Help us never to forget these simple seven wonderful keys of soul winning. We love you. Give us a heart for souls. Help us to see how wise it is and how clever it is for us to win souls for Jesus Christ. We are grateful in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Pastor, pray with me. I want you to pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, wherever you are, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, Pastor, pray with me. If you are here like that, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, but you want to give your life to Jesus tonight, then lift up your right hand now. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up high. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to the front now. Here. Come to me. Come. Come quickly.
Giving your life today.
Jesus.
Come on.
All right. Father, thank you for... Is anybody coming? Is there somebody coming who is not coming? All right. Beautiful. Father, thank you for all these tonight as we are in your presence, enjoying your word, enjoying songs. Put us in our heart your love to serve you. Just lift your hands. Jesus, pray that God will impart some love for him, love for souls, love for serving him, so that it will not be something you have to be taught, but something that is natural, flowing from within, a love for souls, a love for people. Jesus. Thanks. Praise you, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Receive that now. You are declared a master soul winner from today. Whatever prevents you from winning souls from today, it's taken away from your life. You are declared a reaper, a soul winner in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.